Inside Mac.
For Friday, August 24th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Few reasons why Apple doesn't have viruses, iPods are becoming more important than passports, and why Americans are last when it comes to cool new gadgets. Apple is known for not having any problems with viruses, and until just recently, the company didn't advertise it. But times have changed, and its new commercials are urging consumers to buy a Mac because it had no viruses last year. Could this new marketing tactic be an invitation to hackers? David Pogue from the New York Times became a myth-buster and gives a few examples why hackers won't invade your Mac. The myth. The only reason the Mac has no viruses is that its market share is so small, hackers don't even bother. His answer? That's bunk. He states if the Mac's market share is 5%, then it should have 5% of the viruses. He explains that Mac OS X is simply harder to hack. He writes that Windows XP originally came with many of its ports open, and Mac OS X has always come with all of them shut and locked. These ports allow hackers to break into millions of PCs. Here's another reason. When a program tries to install itself in Mac OS X, a dialog box requires your account password, but Windows XP installs it, and in most cases, without your awareness. The article goes on to say that now Mac OS X is even more secure because you can choose to make your Mac invisible to pings from the internet, which is a common tactic of spammers who are looking for available machines to turn into spam relay stations. Pogue writes that he doesn't want readers to think that this article is a big advertisement for Apple and that Windows Vista should be as secure as Mac OS X because it claims to have closed most of its weaknesses. But he writes, I'm holding my breath to see if Vista does put an end to all the attacks, although I'm sure Microsoft is holding its breath even longer. He adds, it's true, Mac OS X is tougher to crack than Windows XP. If you had the choice to hide your iPod or hide your passport, which would you choose? For some, it's an easy question. Hide the iPod, of course. Macworld UK said that an online poll from FDS for the Home Office's Identity and Passport Service of 1,064 adult passport holders showed that more people are locking away their iPods and mobile phones than their own passports. It revealed that while 22% of those surveyed locked their passports away, 28% locked their iPods and other valuables up. 44% said their iPods were kept securely and often hidden away. The Home Office is concerned that the results show that more people value consumable gadgets above their passports, which are of much greater value to thieves. Bernard Herden, who is the executive director of the Identity and Passport Service, said, "Your passport is a key identity document and must be looked after. Identity fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes that can enable other crimes like illegal immigration, money laundering, people trafficking, and terrorism." If you've ever wondered if the United States is behind the times in the cool gadget category, you may be right. According to MSN.com, the saying location is everything applies to gadgets as well. The report claims that manufacturers don't have any plans on selling some devices in the U.S. It adds many of the leading-edge consumer electronic products from Europe and Asia never get officially sold in the U.S. market. Think about it, a phone the size of lipstick or a dashboard-mounted GPS system that is capable of matching the buildings on the small screen to the buildings right in front of you. It also features a digital media broadcast service so you can watch a little TV, and it can play flash games all in one device. In Asia, a mobile device can also function as full-featured televisions. With a flip of a switch, South Korean portable devices can be used as satellite television that even displays television with a picture-in-picture feature. Sony has a line of popular laptops that are not available in the U.S. It looks like a compact laptop, but it features a service called OneSeg, which can pick up television signals in Japan. These are real products that are offered in Europe and Asia, not in America. The article explains that the main reason Americans are cut out of a lot of cool phone gadgets is because Europeans and Asians have high expectations for innovation when it comes to cell phones. They live in densely populated countries and must rely on public transportation. And sometimes a gadget doesn't make it out of its home country because manufacturers are only conducting a test release to see if the device is good enough to go global. So where does that leave the Americans? The report states that U.S. firms are starting to produce products that are as innovative as Europe and Asia. For instance, Apple. The iPod is the best-selling MP3 player in the U.S., Great Britain, Australia, and Japan. Another example is the Razer phone. The Razer was the it phone in 2005, and sales are still going strong a year later. The good things are coming out of America as well, but as the article states, despite the few exceptions, most gadgets from abroad still take their time getting to America, and gadget aficionados must learn to practice patience. Coming up, a new way to master iMovie when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its hot deals site, and here are a few examples. Audio MIDI is offering deals on Technica headphones, the Transport from Frontier Design Group, Traktor DJ Studio 3, and more. Well, Mac Connection is offering Parallels Desktop for free with any purchase of an Intel-based Mac. The Lacey 250GB external USB hard drive is available, and Small Dog Electronics is offering the iSongbook, iPod speaker system, and clock radio from Tivoli. It is also offering the Edge 1 laptop carrying case for the MacBook, as well as the Edge 2 laptop carrying case for the MacBook Pro, and the 2GB Kingston Data Traveler USB flash drive is being offered as well. If you'd like more information, visit http://hotdeals.apple.com. Golden Ram has announced its upgrade detect service for Mac. It'll scan the computer and match it with potential upgrades from an expanding database. Running the application launches the profile to the Golden Ram site, where users are presented with a list of recommended and compatible upgrades. The new Mac version is compatible with Mac OS 8, 9, and 10. Belkin began shipping its ToonTalk Stereo, a new microphone for Apple's fifth-generation iPod. The ToonTalk allows users to make high-quality recordings using a dual microphone input method alongside a line in port for other audio sources. It can record memos, notes, interviews, and music. It comes with software that enables the iPod to change input levels and features a clipping indicator and supports CD quality recordings. The ToonTalk Stereo is available now for $70 US. MacProVideo.com has announced that it has released new iMovie tutorials. The company says iMovie 101 Mastering iMovie is a program that provides tips and tricks for capturing, editing, and outputting video using Apple's iMovie. The new series of videos uses MacProVideo.com's proprietary video display technology called NED that will allow users to search videos using keywords, present tutorials to audiences in full screen mode, and scale videos on the fly. Users will also learn advanced topics such as streaming video into iMovie in real time, outputting video podcasts with embedded URLs, and round-tripping between iMovie and GarageBand. iMovie 101 is available now at macprovideo.com/tutorial/movie. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll bring you more stories on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.